producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Is upon us. Woo! Monday, January the 18th, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. Hello to the folks in Fort Collins, Colorado, listening to the Good Day program in Modesto, California, and Bridgeport, Connecticut, and Palm Springs, KPSI, going to come visit you next weekend. Actually,
I'm going to come visit you next month, Palm Springs. And did you know something, Dougie?
No.
My mom went to college in Fort Collins.
Oh, really? Happy birthday.
Yes, she did. She was rebel rousing in
Fort
Collins.
Oh, it was Richie's mother who had a happy birthday.
Right.
Yes, my mother had a happy birthday.
All right, so let's see what we can find. Let's do some digging and see who remembers Ted Williams. Not the baseball player.
Oh, that was my guess.
Nope.
The homeless golden voice guy.
Exactly. Told the whole world about himself. Dr. Phil had him on his program, The Man with the Golden Voice.
Right. And then he blew it when he got all that money, right?
Homeless and had substance use problems. Yeah, he went to work and he had a relapse. So now he's got a job again starting today, right now, this very minute. He's on a gospel radio station in Columbus, Ohio.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He had great pipes.
He's a guy you want to root for. You want to root for him to win.
Yes, you do. Charles Osgood is 83 years old. How many people knew that? Watch the Sunday morning show on CBS. He has more listeners than the total watching both the competition programs, Good Morning America on Sunday, Today Show on Sunday. Nobody watching that. They're all watching him. But he wants to retire because he's going to have knee surgery. So,
why does he want to retire? Because he's having knee surgery.
I don't get that.
Well, maybe at 83, he's a good example of how you can keep going, doing. He has the Osgood files that are on the CBS network, and a lot of stations carry this program, use CBS stuff. He's been doing that for a long, long time. Quite a pithy, one of the smartest people on the air, I think, anyway. I've always liked Charles Osgood for any number of reasons, but he presents things in a way that makes a difference. Doesn't it make a difference? I mean, when you listen to people on the radio, don't you want to hear someone who makes a difference? Jennifer makes a difference. Richie makes a difference. I hope I make a difference. I know Osgood has made a difference. And so you wish him well and hope that the knee surgery goes well. But I wish he were going to stay on the radio. I think that those things on the radio will probably continue because he doesn't need to be able to, doesn't have to stand up to do that. But the fact that he won't be on TV, I think that Sunday morning show really does do a lot for people on the weekend to get them to know what's going on in the world and to hear something that makes a difference or see something that
makes a difference. It'll be replaced by something where they get to talk about how the whole world is falling apart every Sunday morning.
Actually, Jane Pauley is supposed to replace him.
With a similar concept. Yeah, I can see her doing something similar.
I don't know that she has the intellectual strength. She's okay. She's smart.
Her cousin does, Jane Pauley Shore. He's pretty smart.
Really? Yeah. Remember that. Yeah.
You know, it's hard for me on Sunday mornings, and this is funny because for my job here and elsewhere in the radio biz, I'm pretty dialed in, or I try to dial myself into the news throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And then on the weekends, I just want to, like, give myself a mental break. So I would watch the Sunday morning shows, but the Golden Girls are on.
Why, in repeat? Really?
And I might watch them all the time.
Yeah, episodes.
Back from heaven, Girls.
One of speaking of entertainment, this past weekend saw the debut of a movie called 13 Hours, which is the story of the soldiers of Benghazi. Jennifer saw it. I saw it. Richie did not see it. For those of you who don't know, the movie comes from Michael Bay, who's probably one of the foremost. He and J.J. Abrams are probably looked to as the seasoned veterans of doing action movies. So when he's directing a movie, he usually has some cachet to it. John Krasinski, who was in The Office, is in it. What did you think of him in the different... this is like a role completely different from stuff he's done before.
Yeah, he usually does comedies and stuff. I thought he actually had some pretty good dramatic chops. You know, one of the interesting techniques about this movie is they tried not to use big stars because they didn't want people to take away from the actual characters themselves, the real-life people. And so I think Michael Bay actually went after people that weren't the biggest stars ever. John Krasinski was definitely the biggest star in the movie. And, man, Rich, he was ripped. You know, you see John Krasinski, and he's kind of like, I mean, he's not fat, but he's kind of like the, you know, softer guy.
That's right, yeah.
You mean John Krasinski?
Him too. What'd I call him?
Krasinski.
Oh, him.
What do you see?
But he was ripped.
You see, the other stars of the movie are people that you have typically seen playing soldiers in most other movies and TV shows. You'll recognize all their faces.
Right.
You won't know their names, but you'll recognize, oh, yeah, I remember him from this show. I remember him from that show. Those have got you. They're all faces that you recognize, but they haven't been big stars. They've been normally in action flicks, and they normally play soldiers in most of the shows that they've been in.
I took a group of listeners to my show in Southern California to the movie. We had a theater with about 90 seats, about 75 listeners there. And
did you post a picture on Facebook?
I did, and I posted the picture on Facebook.
Facebook.com, Jennifer. What's your Facebook address? I don't even know.
It's actually facebook.com/ Jennifer Horn Radio.
Ah.
Because there's a Jennifer Horn Politico that's out there, too. And we get confused all the time, and it's not me. But people were leaving the theater sobbing. I mean, if you don't leave... This is, you know, this is not just a movie because it's telling a true story, and the weight of the movie is a difficult one. You feel good after you've seen it because you realize that there are people willing to fight for this country still and willing to do the right thing. But holy moly, I mean, if you don't leave ticked off at the government for leaving these people there, I don't know what was in your popcorn because you just leave.
Now, George Norris and Media Matters says that it's a conspiracy theory hit movie, basically made up just to attack Hillary.
Yeah, right.
It also
is the same people that are attacking the radio business. Go ahead. Yeah,
it was. I think it all boils down to the controversy that it's coming down to right now is, was there a stand down order? And the movie said that yes, there was a stand down order, and people are fighting that. But
people
clearly,
are fighting that people from
the,
whom?
The truth of that, that there was a stand down order,
and from where it wasn't a stand down order,
and from where it came from. I think a lot of the people that are in the State Department and in the Obama administration are saying they never issued a stand down order, but
they didn't
somebody
do anything.
Got it from somebody got it from somewhere.
Yeah, they didn't get involved at all. They didn't. They left these guys hanging, blowing the wind. The people that are in the
in waves, unbelievable wave after wave of attacks.
All right, here's John Tegan and Mark Geist, two of the fellows who were in Benghazi during the attack, giving a quick explanation of what the movie is about.
13 hours just tells the minute-by-minute story of what happened that night. Try to get what we all did and what we went through.
We as a team decided that the story that wasn't being told out there was what actually happened that night, and so we felt compelled to make sure the story gets out there the right way. It's not about the politics. It's the story of what happened on the ground. 13 hours was how long we were in the fight that night.
The state guys, we just heard them on the radio say, hey, if you guys don't get over here, we're all going to die. And we just kind of looked at each other and said, we got to go now.
Americans help Americans overseas, especially in areas where there wasn't any military support.
We had to go, no matter what.
So these are two of the contractors that worked for the company. There were six that were over there that were stationed in a compound about a mile away from the CIA headquarters that wasn't supposed to be there either. And so they tell the story through the eyes of the mercenaries, what went on. And if it hadn't been for them, there would have been more people who died. It was a disgrace. It's a disgraceful chapter in American history. And whether you want to point fingers or you don't want to point fingers, and you don't want to get involved in the politics of it, it doesn't make any difference who was running things, whoever was running things. The
has murder on their hands, for sure.
The shame that comes from that, and the book that was about it, it's legion. How mistaken were the motives of the people who are in the government or wherever they are, just absent.
Something I didn't realize, and they showed it in the movie when they were up on top of the this makeshift safe area in Benghazi, and they're trying to fight off these people. They were actually getting reports as to what we were seeing at home, and they go, they're saying this is about a film, remember? Because that was the first story that we got, was that it was a protest to a film.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was the comment being made, well, I didn't see any protesters, did you? I mean, I didn't realize that they had access to how the news was reporting. That had to add salt to the already big wound of sitting there just waiting for someone to come that never showed up.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of excuses that have been given, but there is no excuse for that. And so if you haven't seen the movie and you're interested in history and modern history of our country and where we are, I think maybe it'd be a good thing for you to participate in, conversationally and otherwise. The movie's called 13 Hours. Meanwhile, let's talk to you about something that Monday mornings seem to bring around. When you look in the mirror, you're sort of in a fog on Mondays. You don't look your best. You don't feel your best. So I have a tip from a lady in New Jersey who listens to this program who talks to me in her note about Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, which is the product that strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller hair, more vibrant hair, cleanses your scalp so new hair can grow in. She said, quote, "This is one great product. My hair is hardly falling out anymore. I bought it in the beginning when I first heard you talking about it last year, and now everybody notices my hair. My hair is fuller. It feels stronger. I wish that I'd had access to this years ago." Well, you can take her advice. Get it now. If you're having trouble with your hair falling out, and it's not male pattern baldness, so you got more of the front of your hair or the front of your forehead is getting bigger and your part line is getting bigger, you need Provia. 800-525-8319. Start the week with this mantra: I'll get my hair back or my money back. Because that's what happens here. You get your hair back or you get your money back. Guaranteed. You'll feel the fuzz, start feeling it in about 3 months, 4 months, and that's the time they guarantee this. So if you don't feel a difference or see a difference in 3 months, let's say, you'll get your money back. But they can't stay in business if the product doesn't work. So that's how I know it works. Plus, I use it myself. 800-525-8319. And as a matter of fact, you get two of the Provia products, the regular standard Provia, and then the super, there's a concentrate that works even faster. Use them both and get your hair back. Cleanse your scalp. Get the pores open so the follicles of hair can come through. You have a richer, fuller head of hair. It's got a volumizer in it so your hair looks and feels thicker. 800-525-8319. You'll have that million-dollar look before you know it, and you'll like it. You'll be saying things like this lady said, "My hair isn't falling out anymore." 800-525-8319.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fights!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
No other net network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Megan, 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Monday program is Jennifer and Richie, and some audio from the late night program. This is the portion in the hour, this hour of the program, instead of music, focused on some of the fun audio from television shows over the weekend and maybe even into last Friday. First, we'll do SNL and the weekend update, joking about a woman finding a finger in her salad.
A woman in California is claiming that she found a severed fingertip in an Applebee's salad, despite their promise to only add a tip for parties of six or more.
Is that true? I didn't hear that story. Really? Somebody found a finger?
I hadn't heard that, though.
I hadn't heard that either.
You would think, like, if someone chops their finger off, they might be like, hey, check the salad. I was just working on it.
All right.
No.
Weekend update, joking about a new poll regarding Bernie Sanders and Mrs. Clinton.
A new poll shows that Bernie Sanders leads Hillary Clinton by 19 points among female millennial voters who like his proposals, such as free college tuition. I don't know. Typically, when young women trust some old dude who promises to pay for their college, it doesn't always end well.
True.
It's going, Bernie. All right, here's a joke about Ben Carson's reaction to the Iranian prisoner exchange.
U.S. officials today announced that Iran is releasing 5 detained Americans in exchange for 7 Iranians held by the U.S. President Obama praised the deal, while an outraged Ben Carson said he wouldn't be satisfied with any deal that didn't include the prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay, I don't get that.
Harry Potter reference.
Oh, so that's why I don't get it. All right, the joke about a news story regarding a girl helping her father out of a burning car.
A teenage girl in Virginia saved her father after he was trapped under a burning pickup truck, and she lifted it off him. And that story has already been nominated for 8 country music awards.
Love it.
That's a true story, though.
It is a true story, yeah.
Really amazing.
I've been right down the street here.
Okay, so let's see. Wendy Williams on her program on Friday answered an audience member's question about whether to go back to school
or to study for a different career?
I graduated law school last year, and I've been practicing law the past several months. I absolutely hate it, particularly the billable hours, the demand when I'm a single mother of a young son, and I want to just give it all up and go back to school to do software engineering. Do you think that's a good idea?
Okay, wait, no. What made you go to law school to begin with? Your parents pushed you?
No, I thought I was going to save the world, and this didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't work.
I'm helping people make money, and I don't...
I feel bad for people like you. You know what I mean? Because you put in all that work and all that schooling, and now you've got student loans, and you hate your career. Should you go back to school for software? I'm not sure. That's more money that you have to put out. But follow your heart, whatever that is. Follow your heart.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Here's Ellen DeGeneres joking about not winning Powerball last week.
Let's talk about the Oscars. The nominations were announced yesterday. I did not get nominated for an Oscar. I did not win the Powerball. This is turning out to be the worst week ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get nominated. Wait a minute.
That's right.
I thought last week was pretty good. What about you, Jennifer? You didn't get nominated for an Oscar, and you didn't win the Powerball.
I think people would march up to Ellen DeGeneres' house and burn it down if she won the Powerball. Or any other filthy rich person.
There you go. A filthy rich person. What a horrible thing. Wait, you have something against people who have money?
No.
It's just a horrible way of referring to it.
I want to win it.
Yeah, good.
I need it more than she does.
Stephen Colbert joking about a disease that threatens bananas.
I'm a little rattled because I'm sure you've heard the news.
Bananas in danger of extinction. Believe it or not, a deadly new strain of the fungus known as Panama disease is threatening the world's banana supply.
Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, oh, that's never going to happen. Well, Bananageddon has happened once before. Nearly 100 years ago, every banana in the world that we ate was a different species that were completely wiped out by Panama disease. And that's right. The banana we have now, the Cavendish, is a replacement banana. Our banana is a second banana.
True.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the news, a major new study says 68 is the new 43. The quest for eternal youth is over. I kid you not. Well, maybe not eternal youth. How about prolonged youth? And here's the skinny. You have two ages, your actual age and your fitness age. The younger your fitness age is compared to your actual age, the healthier you are, the longer you live. In the upcoming Senior Olympics, the average birth age is 68, but their fitness age is 43, a stunning 25 years younger. Now, I know what you're thinking. These are professional athletes, but they're not. They all exercise routinely for sure, but most of them didn't start training until they were 50 or older. Take-home message, it's never too late to start exercising. Exercise is the cure for aging. And what you need to exercise? Feet, shoes, that's it. What are you waiting for? Do it. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Monday, another day, another radio program. More time to spend and enjoy with Jennifer Horn. Hopefully Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, all here. None of us won the Powerball drawing, so...
No.
Not
but
that I would not be.
Breaking news, Dougie.
What's the breaking news, Jennifer?
I'm sorry to derail you.
That's okay, go ahead.
But I have to tell you this. I get news updates from like USA Today, Fox News, CNN.
Yeah,
they send you like the little news things. So I was working backwards because I hadn't checked them this weekend. And did you know, on Friday, Dougie, a nude woman attacked customers at the Waffle House in Cobb County, Georgia?
No.
Oh, dinner and a show.
Really? Dinner at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Who is she attacking?
Just customers. She doesn't look the most balanced person. You know how those eyes kind of look out of sorts? Well, she's got those. Police say that a Georgia woman who was first walking around a Waffle House preaching to customers allegedly punched a woman, took off her clothes, and attacked those in the restaurant.
I missed that. My God, how did I miss that story?
Whoa. Her name's Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Nice going, Jennifer.
All the
apparently
Jennifers
she came,
are a little crazy.
Yeah, she came into the restaurant with a boy, with a man. Yeah. He left her, and so she was alone in the restaurant when she started to walk around preaching to the customers. And
when did she take off her clothing?
After she punched the woman in the nose, the chest, and the arm, she threw a plate at a woman, and then she decided to, show
alcohol may
her
have
waffle.
Been involved.
Right.
Yes.
Or something, maybe perhaps stronger.
Oh, really? All right.
You know, alcohol makes you do silly things, but this woman looks like she might be into the hard stuff.
Really?
Allegedly.
Naked. Looks bad.
That's what I always say. I allegedly did that.
The Doug Steffen website always has a poll every day, and on the weekends we list the top 10 talk topics of the week and ask you to tell us which one is the important one for you. Not that the we're not challenging talkers and what they've come up with. We're just interested in you telling us what you think was the most important. And so of that group of 10 items, 17% of you said the Iranian deal with the sailors was the most important story. It affected you more than anybody else. I don't know why. I mean, I maybe should put this more specifically. Which is the most important to you? Which one affected you more than anything else? Let's see, 14% said the battle with Daesh. 13% said the death of David Bowie. No, I can buy that. 12% said the presidential race. And so then it went down from there. Speaking of the presidential race, last night the Democratic presidential candidates were hammering each other. Mr. Sanders hammered Mrs. Clinton over her Wall Street ties. He said, "I don't get personal speaking fees from Goldman Sachs." Kind of a... So here they are also arguing about what to do over the Affordable Health Care Act.
Right now, what we have to deal with is the fact that 29 million people still have no health insurance. My proposal, provide health care to all people, get private insurance out of health insurance, lower the cost of health care for middle-class families by $5,000. That's the vision we need to take.
We have the Affordable Care Act. That is one of the greatest accomplishments of President Obama, of the Democratic Party, and of our country, and... we have already seen 19 million Americans get insurance. We have seen the end of pre-existing conditions keeping people from getting insurance. We have seen women no longer paying more for our insurance than men. And we have seen young people up to the age of 26 being able to stay on their parents' policy. Now, there are things we can do to improve it, but to tear it up and start over again, pushing our country back into that kind of a contentious debate, I think is the wrong direction.
Okay, so the only thing that she said there that has merit is that there are more people on health insurance. The rest of whatever they both of them said is not really true.
Later, Bernie goes on to say that the real fight here was never taken on, and that's with the pharmaceutical and the insurance companies. Mm-hmm. And that's one place where I agree with him, that this Obama health care, it didn't fix any of the real
issues.
It
didn't fix anything.
No.
It just made more, it made it required that companies provide insurance for their workers.
Right.
So here's page two of that. You know, lately we've been talking, I have been, and everybody else that's on the program kind of working along with me on some of the movies that are around that have important social impact and implications. Certainly the 13-hour movie this weekend. Michael Moore's movie, Who Do We Invade Next, is coming out next month. I happened to see an early release of that last month, and I talked about it here on the program. As much as many people find him to be obnoxious, there are four or five places in the movie where he hits it out of the park. Now, there have been other movies that have been like The Big Short. It's up for an Academy Award, taking on the banks and telling the real story about what happened from 2005 to 2007. And the banks still come out of it smelling like a rose. The Concussion movie with Will Smith that tells the story really of what's going on in the NFL and with problems that people are having concussion-wise. Now along comes a movie that will be out. I saw the trailer for it on Saturday night when I was wandering between one movie and another. There was a trailer. The focus of the trailer is the drug industry and how the drug industry is how it works. Basically the same story I've been telling here for years on this program, how the companies that are controlling the food supply are also controlling the drug supply, and how many
they
people
want to make you sick. Yeah,
well, it isn't just that too much,
sort of,
but it's the a number of people who are just hooked on these prescription drugs and how doctors are being incentivized by the drug companies to give you a prescription so they get a kickback.
Which is why West Virginia is allowing patients to sue their doctors now.
Yeah, right. So that movie is coming out. Anyway, there's another one of these things that it's time that people, through whatever sort of popular media they can get the message, learn. I mean, a lot of people didn't know what was going on in Benghazi until this movie or the book that was written about Benghazi by the fellow from whom the story was taken, that Michael Bay adapted for this movie. But there's so much going on, and so many people just don't know. And back to the healthcare discussion, what is Bernie Sanders talking about with regard to lower costs? These costs aren't lower. And how do you, the government taking over healthcare is going to lower the costs? What the hell is he talking about? Where does the money come from to provide that? It's still
so far, that's a massive failure.
You and me paying
not
the bill.
Not from bubble, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be some better way of doing it, but is this the best way, or is there some formula? I don't have the answer to that question, by the way. But
I just saw a story about the RNC saying that it would be harder for a Republican candidate to beat Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton. And it's because with Hillary, you have a whole laundry list of stuff that you could go after her for. You know, there's a bunch of stuff that, whether you believe she did it or not, there's still some questionable items that you could hit her with. But people like Bernie because he talks about all the free junk you're going to get. You know, it's free health care. I mean, he's a good guy, so nobody's going to have anything bad to throw at him.
I went out to dinner with some of our very, very good friends who are just extremely to the left. And I asked them, I said, who do you like, Bernie or Hillary? And they kind of got this frustrated look on their face.
Yeah.
And they said, we like Bernie, but he's unelectable. Mm. Hillary has so much baggage, I don't know that we can vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
And
Trump.
I told you the story last week about my neighbor who was gay. He's like, I'm all for Trump. And I was like, why? He goes, I've got my gay marriage. I don't need the Democrats for anything else. I want my taxes.
Yeah, I'm all set. In a moment, we review the Sean Penn 60 Minutes interview, what he tells his pal Charlie Rose. This is the first interview he's given since the interview he did with Al Chapo. Mm-hmm. Up next here, 43 after on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by Web Bank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The buzz on Monday, trending items. It's 46 past the hour on the Good Day program. Many of you may have watched last night on 60 Minutes, the Sean Penn interview. Charlie Rose and he are friends, and Charlie Rose had said during the week in his PBS position and also in his CBS News position that he would have the interview with Sean Penn. It would be on 60 Minutes. And so here he is, Sean Penn, talking about how the article that appeared in Rolling Stone magazine didn't really get done what he wanted to get done.
Let's go to the big picture of what we all want. We all want this drug problem to stop. And if you are in the moral right or on the far left, just as many of your children are doing these drugs. Just as many of your brothers and sisters, your mothers and fathers, the teachers at school are doing these drugs. Just as many. And how much time have they spent in the last week since this article came out talking about that? 1%?
You're saying there's not much dialogue about...
My article failed. Let me be clear. My article has failed in that the question, in that everything that's spoken about is everything but what I was trying to speak about.
You regret
that I failed that.
But you're really saying what I really regret is not anything that I did. I regret that people misunderstood what I did.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
All ideas and tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
So the thing here that is bugging me a little bit is what he said, I think, is something that needs to be underscored. Because I guess my own personal experience here with my son, who's a drug and alcohol counselor, a rehab person here in Los Angeles, the clients that he worked with, including somebody last night where there was an emergency, we were all supposed to go out to dinner last night, and it turned out that Megan and her husband and Miles and I went to dinner, and Brennan couldn't come because he had to go rescue this 18-year-old boy. Who is one of his new clients. He has had over the past 6-7 months, 4 or 5 clients. They come, most of these children from 16 to 18, 19 years of age, come from wealthy families where they have access to money, and they go buy whatever it is pretty much that they want. Some of them are hooked on pills. Some of them are hooked on cocaine. Some of them are hooked on alcohol. But the tragedy is, and I hear this from my son's point of view, here is this wasted, this human that's laying waste to his or her body. And by the way, most of them are young men. I can't remember him telling me a story about a young woman that was involved in this. Most of the problems are with young men who have access to money and therefore to the drugs. Some of them, they just get out of their parents' medicine chest. They get hooked to them. They go to doctors who can prescribe them. That's another one of the completely ignored parts of these stories is where the drugs come from. It's cheap to get heroin now. You can buy it anywhere. A lot of this stuff, because of the usage and where it comes from, is all pretty easy to get. So what is it doing to this whole age group of people who are coming along, who many of them will have spent most of their youth wasted from when they were 16, 17, 18, 19. What
and
happens
that
to their
you
lives?
Into life? Even when you turn yourself around, it follows you into life. And,
right.
You know, people seem shocked by the amount of illegal drugs like heroin and stuff that's finding its way into communities. But, you know, a big place it starts, not maybe necessarily for the youngs, but people get addicted to painkillers that the doctors are prescribing,
yes.
And so they
right.
look for a cheaper, easier fix.
That's
and
how
can
heroin
get,
is doing so well.
I mean, heroin is so similar to Oxycontin or whatever the other drugs are. You get addicted to that, and heroin's $10, you're going to go after heroin.
Does Sean Penn have any chops here? Does he have any authenticity? Has he been a drug user and abuser? Does he have any credentials?
I remember hearing him having drug problems.
I wouldn't be surprised to find out he's used drugs, however.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of, not to be mean, but he has that look. I know that sounds stupid, but he's got the look.
He's smoked a lot, but is he a credible source here? It seems like he's sincere anyway. I felt that he was sincere. Sounded like he was sincere. 51 past the hour on today's Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Tech Talk time. Richard Chemo will join us from BuzzFeed. He's a former BuzzFeed contributor, a tech media observer. I was noticing on BuzzFeed, Jennifer, that Arizona wants to speed up the death penalty cases they have because the drugs are expiring. And
wow.
That's a
come on, get them in here. A lot of
great feeling.
Let's go.
Right. A lot of info coming out of BuzzFeed. Okay, so Richard brings us up to date on Wikipedia and how important that is to you. I could say you and mean Richie, but it's important to a lot of people. Great information there, because who goes to the ENCYCLOPEDIA anymore? Nobody has a... I remember having Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yep.
All those things all through the house. None of that anymore. We don't need that stuff anymore. So we can thank Wikipedia for that, and we will, and maybe be thankful for Edward Snowden, who's connected to that too, as I recall. That's up next here on Good Day.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Richard Schimmel on the Good Day program with some technology focus. Wikipedia, been around for 15 years. Where would we be, Richard, without Edward Snowden? Or no, Assange.
Doug, it's amazing. You know, my father-in-law, whenever he asks me a question, I always go to Wikipedia. It's just, you know, I remember when the encyclopedia salespeople used to come to our homes and lay down all this stuff on the floor, and the parents really couldn't say no then.
I said
it's so easy.
I said Snowden, and I didn't mean Snowden. I meant Assange, because Assange is really the founder, isn't he, of Wikipedia?
Right, yeah. Yes.
So,
Everybody turns to Wikipedia now for information. It's so easy to get. Now, whether that information is 100% accurate, there are disclaimers on the pages. But I use it a lot during the day if there's something I need to know that I don't know about.
Yeah, it's handy. We use it a lot here for background information. The
right.
fellow that runs Netflix says he doesn't mind subscribers sharing their account, except if you're doing it overseas. So the locals, I don't understand how you could do that, but then I don't understand how a lot of this stuff works. How would you share in the first place? If you have a Netflix account, how could you share it with somebody else?
Oh, my daughter has a Netflix account, and we have her password, and my father-in-law has the passwords, and if you have, like, more than three people, you pay an extra $3. But what I think Reed Hastings is doing is he wants to get people watching their programs so they'll subscribe. So I think down the road, he may change his attitude a little, because Hulu and all these other services are, you know, niche programming are coming along, and may just hurt his subscription rate.
All right, speaking of subscribers, Apple says it's going to start charging for iTunes Radio at the end of the month, and there used to be, as I remember, there was a sort of an advertising section to this so that people didn't have to pay. Now they're going to dump the advertising in favor of charging, what is it, $9 a month for this?
Right, because Apple, they need people for Apple Music, but you know, you have so many alternatives. You have TuneIn Radio, you have Pandora Radio. I don't listen to Apple Radio that much unless I'm on iTunes, but you know, I'll listen more to Pandora or to a station.
Richie, Jennifer, do you listen to either? Either of you listen to Apple?
I don't listen to Apple. I know Rich does. I do Pandora usually. I also have Amazon.
So, Richie, what do you think of Apple charging?
I listen to Apple Music.
Yeah, but they're going to start charging. Will you listen?
I pay already.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I mean.
So why do they have advertisers supported? What's the advertiser supported channel? What is it? Which one is that?
I think they're talking about Apple Radio.
Yeah, and I think they are talking about Apple Radio.
Yeah, and I don't pay for that.
All right, so Apple Radio, you got to pay for it. iTunes, yeah. Interesting reality. All right, Richard, thanks for giving us a heads up on this. Richard Schimmel in Tech Talk time at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.